September 13, 1926, the divine being is balanced. The gift of the divine fiat places everything in common. In giving, justice wants to find the prop of the acts of creatures. After doing my usual round in the supreme volition, I was praying to good Jesus in the name of his creation and redemption, in the name of all, from the first to the last man, in the name of the sovereign queen and of everything she did and suffered, that the supreme fiat may be known, so that its kingdom may be established with its full triumph and dominion. But while doing this, I thought to myself, if Jesus himself wants and loves so much that his kingdom be established in the midst of creatures, why does he want one to pray for it with such insistence? If he wants it, he can give it without so many continuous acts. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, my supreme being possesses the perfect balance, and also in giving my graces and my gifts to creatures. Much more so, then, for this kingdom of the supreme fiat, which is the greatest gift, that I had already given at the beginning of creation, and which man rejected with so much ingratitude. Does it seem trivial to you to place a divine will at his disposal, with all the goods it contains? And not for 1 hour, or 1 day, but for his whole life? The Creator placing his adorable will in the creature to be able to put his likeness, his beauty, his infinite seas of riches, of joys, of endless happiness, in common? Only by possessing our will could the creature acquire the rights of communion, of likeness and of all the goods of his Creator. Without it there can be no communion with us. And if he takes anything at all, it is just our flowerings and the crumbs of our endless goods. Now, with a gift so great, a happiness so immense, a right of divine likeness with the acquisition of the nobility of our offspring, which had been rejected, do you think it is something easy that the divine sovereignty, without being prayed, with no one giving a thought to receiving this kingdom of the supreme fiat, would give it to creatures? It would be like repeating the story that took place in the terrestrial Eden, and maybe even worse. And besides, our justice would be justly opposed to this. Therefore, everything I have you do, the continuous rounds in the supreme volition, your incessant prayers for my will to come to reign, your sacrificed life of so many years, knowing neither heaven nor earth, directed to the sole purpose of the coming of my kingdom, are many props that I place before my justice, that it may surrender its rights, and balancing itself with all our attributes, it may find it just for the kingdom of the supreme fiat to be given back to the human generations. The same happened in redemption. If our justice had not found the prayers, the sighs, the tears, the penances of the patriarchs, of the prophets and of all the good of the Old Testament, and then a virgin queen who possessed our will as whole, and who took everything to heart with so many insistent prayers, taking upon herself the whole task of the satisfaction for all mankind, our justice would never have conceded the descent of the longed-for Redeemer into the midst of creatures. It would have been inexorable and would have uttered a curt no to my coming upon earth. And when it is about preserving the balance of our supreme being, nothing can be done. Now, who until now has ever prayed with interest, with insistence, laying down the sacrifice of his own life so that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come upon earth, and may triumph and dominate? No one. It is true that the Church has been reciting the Our Father from the time I came upon earth, in which one asks, Thy kingdom come, so that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, but who thinks about the request they make? It can be said that the whole importance of such a request remained in my will and that creatures recite it just to recite it, without understanding and without any interest in obtaining what they ask for. Therefore, my daughter, everything is hidden and secret while one lives on earth, and therefore everything seems a mystery. And if anything is known, it is so limited that man has always something to say about all that I operate in my works through the veils of creatures. They reach the point of saying, and why have this good and these knowledges not been given before, while there have been so many great saints. But in eternity there will be no secrets. I will reveal everything, and will show all things and my works with justice, and how justice could never have given, had there not been sufficient acts in the creature to be able to give what the Supreme Majesty wants to give. It is true that everything that the creature does is my grace, but my grace itself wants to find the prop of the dispositions and goodwill of the creature. Therefore, in order to restore the kingdom of my will upon earth, it takes sufficient acts of the creature, so that my kingdom may not remain in the air, but may descend, to be formed upon the very acts of the creature formed by her to obtain a good so great. This is why I push you so much to go around in all our works, creation and redemption, so that you may place the share of your acts, your I love you, your adoration, your gratitude, your thank you upon all our works. Many times I have done this together with you. And then, as the fulfillment, after your round in our will comes your refrain, so pleasing to us, Supreme Majesty, your little daughter comes before you, on your paternal knees, to ask you for your fiat, your kingdom, that it be known by all. I ask you for the triumph of your will, that it may dominate and reign over all. I am not the only one who asks this of you, but with me are your works and your very will. Therefore, in the name of all, I ask, I plead for your fiat. If you knew what a breach in our Supreme Being is this refrain of yours. We feel we are being prayed by all our works, beseeched by our very will. Heaven and earth pray on their knees to ask us for the kingdom of the eternal will. Therefore, if you want it, continue your acts, so that, by reaching the established number, you may obtain what you long for with so much insistence.